Hello, everyone. This is Stephen McGarvey for LifeAudio.com. We want to take a second and let you know about our latest podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus, hosted by pastor and author Dan Darling. You're probably feeling a bit overwhelmed by the pandemic crisis our country finds itself in and how it affects you and your loved ones. Our prayer for this podcast is that it will help you find new ways to tap into your faith and give you strength and hope for these difficult times. If you're looking for insights as to how Christianity guides us during this present adversity, you can find Christians in a Time of Coronavirus by heading over to lifeaudio.com or checking out today's show notes.
A Prayer to Help You Accept Your Feelings by Gwen Smith. There is a time for everything, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3:1-4. God wired us with emotions, and I am learning to allow them to accompany me on the road of life instead of pretending they don't exist or really matter. His word provides the bounce of perspective I need. It picks me up, takes my hand, and urges me forward. Leads me to His presence, gives me permission to feel, to be sad. His grace gives the strength I need to handle the hard emotions. His compassion calmly covers my aches as I go to Him in prayer. The Bible tells us to give thanks in everything, and that God has treasures hidden in dark places that can be found when we search for them. I consider this and choose to thank God in the midst of my grieving. There's a power in praise that doesn't negate sorrow, but does soothe and soften it. As I lift my weary heart to His, I am held by a loving comforter who catches tears and willingly shares in sadness. And the prayer of my heart becomes, Dear Lord, You are compassionate and loving. You know the details of my life and the burdens of my heart. I bring them to You now and give You thanks. I choose to trust You in the good and the bad. Help me rely on You and not on myself. In Jesus' name, Amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope. To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.